forget your troubles. Come on, get happy. You better chase all the cares away. Shout hallelujah. Come on, get happy.
With Ben and Brian, your number one source for all things happy. Third time's the charm. Now here's your host master, Ben.
Hello, welcome to the Happy Cast with Ben and Brian. My name is Ben, and I am doing the intro this week because Brian, sadly, couldn't make it this week. Yes, I know, everyone. You can all cry yourselves to sleep. But they're probably going to be a really short show because it's kind of hard to have this podcast. Everything's kind of dual, like I have one and he has one. So I guess, like, unless he just happens to come in randomly,
No, wait,
we're not going to have...
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry I'm late. Oh, man.
Whoa, Brian, where have you been?
I'm sorry I'm late. I couldn't get the DeLorean up to 88 miles per hour, and... I'm sorry, it's a long story. It's not important. I'm here now. Did I miss the intro? Hey, welcome to Happy...
You almost missed the intro. Is it too late? I did the intro already. I'm sorry. Your throne has now been overthrown.
Aw, man. Well, I couldn't have lost it to a better guy, or literally anyone else, since we're the only two people on this show, so...
Yeah, that's true. So, I'm going to shoot it over to you for our involuntary sponsor, instead of explaining what the Happy Cast is.
All right, well, our voluntary sponsor of the week is Head On, applied directly to the forehead.
Head On? Applied directly to the forehead?
Head On, applied directly to the forehead.
What is that product?
I don't know. All I know about it is it's called Head On, and you apply it directly to your forehead.
I think that more products should go this way with advertising slogans. Something like Cheetos, put directly in your mouth and then swallow.
So it wouldn't be Cheetos applied directly to the forehead. Unless you wanted like an orange forehead. That could be effective, I guess.
And, well, I don't really want to look like an Oompa Loompa, so I would not do that, actually.
Okay. Good call. I mean, yeah. All right, of course. So, like, Cheetos applied directly to the inside of your stomach.
Well, no. I wouldn't say directly to the inside of your stomach.
Okay. That would be complicated.
Yes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It can be done, but it would be a complicated process, to say the least.
Especially if you had one of those cow windows installed in you, like some cows do. Do you know about those?
Cows have windows? Like Vista?
Some cows... I've seen a cow window before. Some cows have windows. I saw it when I was in college. We got to drive by the agricultural building. We got to go inside and have a small tour, even though that had nothing to do with my major. Anyway, they had a couple cows, and, like, there's one of them that had this problem with, like, buildup of methane. Like, it would die if it built up too much methane, which sounds kind of like maybe a really bad comedy if a human had that issue.
Yes, that does sound like the plot of a really terrible comedy coming to the theaters this summer, starring Dane Cook.
Oh.
I don't know what the title would be.
He's my Bummer Patrol. I don't know. Anyway, but like to solve this problem, they did surgery on the cow and put a plexiglass, like, window in the side of it that they can open up whenever they need to if they have to release methane.
Wow, that's
it's also
incredible.
Yeah, it's also a useful teaching aid because you can see it's like stomachs and stuff in there, and
so
yeah, humans can't really have it because I mean cows don't really bend, like they don't like fold over sideways where the window was, but we bend everywhere, so yeah.
Cow windows. You learn something new every day. That concludes the educational portion of the Happy Cast. cow windows. Who would have thought? All the cows in Georgia are Mac users.
They are?
That's right. I'll let the awkward silence speak for itself here.
Contact info.
I feel like
info.
I've earned it.
You did earn it quite well. Contact info, Brian. Where can they find us?
Well, if you want to send an email, our email address is thehappycast? No, sorry. Our email address, scratch that. Let's go back. If you want to send an email, our email address is happycastfeedback@gmail.com. That's right, happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
Don't you mean happycastfeedback.gmail.com?
I do not.
That's how you say it if you're stupid like me.
Tongue tangles, they happen to everyone. We can't blame you. But hey, if you're not a fan of sending your feedback in form of an email, we have a voicemail line.
We have a voicemail line.
We do. Tell the people about our mail voicemail line, Ben.
Okay. If you need actual numbers, you can call us at 206-309-3874. But those of you who are numerically challenged, you can dial in on your phone if you have a normal touch tone phone. A0Me0WeUsI, the pronoun cast.
A0Me0WeUsI.
Or at 206-30-ZEUS-4.
All right, can you run that regular number by me one more time?
206-309-3874.
All right, so call any of those numbers. They're the same thing, and leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show, and it will sound a little something like this.
Hello, my name is Ben. I love the Happy Cast. Bye.
All right, so if you want that to be you, call us and leave us a voicemail.
But with a less annoying voice than that one was.
Yeah, that guy. I don't know what's up with that guy.
I don't know.
And it seems a little bit late in the show to do this, but in case you're a first-time listener, this is the Happy Cast. This is the podcast in which we talk about the things that make us happy, the things that bum us out, cow windows, and everything in between.
What is in between a cow window?
You don't want to know.
If I don't want to know, why did I ask?
Good point. Let's move on to Happy Hour.
It's happy.
Hey, we're in the happy hour portion of the show where we talk about what's making us happy this week. Ben, what are you happy about?
Nothing.
All right, this concludes happy hour.
And our show's over. See you next week, folks.
That's all,
April
ladies
Fools.
And gentlemen. We're a few months late. We'll have to reuse that joke next April. April 2011.
If our podcast hasn't died yet.
True.
It won't.
True.
This podcast will live on forever in the minds of our fans.
Hearts and minds. It will outlive us.
It probably will. Actually, unless the internet dies before we do, it probably will. Anyway, my happy hour pick.
I can't wait to see how that plays out.
My happy hour pick this week, it rhymes with pled bricks.
Is it lead bricks?
It is.
You like lead bricks?
I love lead bricks and breadsticks.
Oh, breadsticks.
Breadsticks, pizza. Because a couple hours ago, I ordered Pizza Hut, and I ordered breadsticks and ate all of those first and couldn't actually eat much of the pizza because they were so good. Olive Garden's is even better, though.
So ideally, what kind of seasoning is on a breadstick? What really brings out the essence of the breadstick?
Well, I'm not totally sure on all of the seasoning, but I know some of them have garlic on them. I just know Olive Garden breadsticks are the best. I've actually considered going in. You know, they're free. I've considered going into an Olive Garden, just sitting down, ordering water, just eating the breadsticks as they bring them out. And then not actually order any food. I'm done. I'm sorry. I just wanted water and bread, like I'm in jail or something.
Would they bring you a super salad to go with your breadsticks?
But that might cost money.
Oh, you're right. It is super, so they would charge.
Yeah, I heard super salads actually cost several dollars more.
Oh, sorry about that then.
Yes. Oh, they're so good.
So, all right. Well, where do you stand on the whole crunchy versus doughy debate? How should a good breadstick feel? Is it a crunchy one? What's the deal with that?
Not crunchy, because then it's more of just a stale breadstick. And I am not a fan of stale breadsticks. I'm not a fan of a lot of crunchy food, actually. There's some here and there that's perfect, but no. I like to just swallow my food whole like a python.
Well, you like some crunchy foods, like peanut butter?
No.
Happycast.blogspot.com?
Chunky peanut butter is black.
It's black?
No.
I don't know where you buy your peanut butter from, but I think it's expired or something. I don't think it should look like that.
There's like little green floaty things in it too. Is that not normal, or is that just for here?
No. Oh no, you need to find a new peanut butter provider. That doesn't sound good.
I should just go with smooth peanut butter, because it's only the chunky, gross peanut butter that does horrible things like that. Uno! I just won. Sorry. I am playing Uno while we podcast.
With like a group of people? What?
No, with computers. If I was with people, this would be a lot more difficult to do. I just beat Purple Player.
Do you have to actually shout out Uno when you're playing against a computer?
Maybe it'll pick up over the headset if I shout it out.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Sorry for doubting you. So, breadsticks. Anything else you would like to add about the greatness of breadsticks?
I will add that they do not need any kind of dipping sauces, because that just ruins the actual bread. Breadsticks are good for being breadsticks. Breadsticks with dipping sauces should have a totally different name, because that is then a different taste.
Would they be called sauce sticks?
I'm not a marketing expert, so I don't know what they'd want to call it. But not breadsticks.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Moving on, what is your pick? Does it also rhyme with pled bricks?
It does rhyme with pled bricks. My happy hour pick is podcast.
Oh, you know, Netflix kind of rhymes with that. That would have been impressive if it were Netflix.
I think I did Netflix back in week one. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not positive, but I might have.
You did. So, podcasts. Why? Why podcasts?
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard, but podcasts are these audio programs. They're like internet radio that you can download and listen to people talk. You should probably check them out. They're kind of cool.
Actually, today, my grandpa asked me, I was talking about podcasts. We were at Denny's eating bacon, my last week's happy hour pick. But I was talking about my podcast. And your podcast, too, but they know it as mine because they don't know who you are.
No. It's your podcast.
No, this podcast has two fathers,
I see how it
Brian.
Is.
Founding fathers.
I'm the crazy uncle. We've established that I am the founding wacky uncle of the Happy Cast.
So if I'm Bob Saget, that makes you which one?
Oh, John Stamos. Yes.
Do you really want to be John Stamos?
If the options are John Stamos and David Coulier, then yes, John Stamos.
I would pick none of the above. Just be one of the Olsen twins or something. Or that annoying middle child.
No, I'll pass on that.
Whatever her name was.
Ah, yeah, middle child syndrome. They're never good on sitcoms.
No.
See Jan Brady.
Jan Brady was awesome. Marsha.
Oh, she was so annoying. But your podcast, Denny's...
Oh, yes. My grandpa, I was trying to talk about it, and I'm like, oh, we got emails and a listener review. And my grandpa asked me, so what is a podcast? And I was like, it's a radio show that you can download and listen to about topics.
It's like a broadcast for your iPod.
So Apple owns the term podcast?
Actually, there was some debate there. about, like, oh, we can't say podcast. That's tied directly into Apple. We need to come up with a new term. And a lot of people were pushing, like, Leo Laporte was pushing Netcast.
Who?
But that never really picked up. Leo Laporte, he's a fairly well-known tech dude. He's the host of the Tech Guy radio show and podcast.
Ah.
And This Week in Tech. Which is a pretty good podcast, which is why my happy hour pick is podcast. but then a group of people managed to go back and retcon the term podcast to say, like, no, bro, it's not like iPod, it's like personal on-demand cast. It's a podcast, you dig? And now, on that technicality, it is not affiliated with Apple necessarily.
How personal is this podcast? We don't, like, make them for each of our listeners separately.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous to sit down and record a podcast specifically for one listener. Who in their right mind would do that?
I don't know. Who would do that, Chris and Brian at Lost and Locked, who did one for Molten Panther? Whoever Molten Panther is.
Well, that... I didn't think you'd play it that way, but okay, that works.
No one knows how I'll play anything. I am unpredictable. I am spontaneous. I am Bummer Patrol. Wait, not yet. We still have podcasts. I mean,
just in closing, you've really summed up the great things about podcast. They're spontaneous and unpredictable, and they will provide you with literally hours of free entertainment and enjoyment.
Unless you start listening to just our very first podcast, and then you only have, like, 1 hour of entertainment.
You have, like, 48 minutes of entertainment.
But you could listen to it over and over, because there are hidden clues, especially if you listen to them in reverse.
Oh, don't give it away. Don't tell them. Yet.
I didn't say which podcast you listen to in reverse. I didn't say at what record speed you have to play it to hear it.
Oh, thank goodness. Ooh,
hint, but, it's not
podcasts,
a normal speed.
Check them out.
What's your favorite podcast, Brian?
Lost and Locked with Chris and Brian. Lostandlocked.blogspot.com.
I think you mispronounced HappyCast.
Oh, I did. HappyCast with Ben and Brian. HappyCast.
Apply directly to your forehead.
The HappyCast. The HappyCast.blogspot.com. The HappyCast. Apply directly to the inside of your ear. No?
No.
Like, you got earbuds?
That doesn't sound comfortable, though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can also listen to them out of speakers on a computer, so you should not have that directly in your ear.
Okay, good point.
How many of you listeners listen to the HappyCast? We want to know, because we don't know how many of you do listen to it. So write in and tell us.
We'll take a poll of listeners that listen to the HappyCast. Real quick, I'm going to scroll through my audio playing device of choice and just read off a few podcasts that I enjoy for various reasons. You've got the Giant Bombcast. They talk about video games and whatnot.
They don't talk about bombs.
It's pretty
good
if you like video games. And they don't talk about bombs, surprisingly enough. And if you're... I mean, they go blue sometimes, so if you don't mind that, it's pretty good.
They go blue?
Donald is Lost.
What's go blue mean?
Donaldislost.com. There's some, it's explicit, I guess, would be the better way to, it's got the explicit iTunes tag. It's like, you know, it's like a comedian, like you ever hear like, oh, that guy works blue. That means they curse and whatnot.
I just thought like they hold their breath until they start suffocating.
It actually works in both ways in this scenario, oddly enough. HappyCast. Oh, I didn't mean to say HappyCast. I meant the one below that, which is the ManorsCast.
ManorsCast.com?
And ManorsCast.com. Trent, Colin, Derek. And This American Life. It's the most downloaded thing in the podcast section of iTunes, so I don't think I really have to promote it.
That's a podcast? I thought that was that show on ABC Family about the pregnant teenager or something.
No, you're thinking about the secret life of the American teenager. Completely different thing. I'm not sure why I know that's the name of it.
That's your favorite TV show.
Before you call me out on it.
That's your favorite.
It's no Grey's Anatomy, but...
Oh.
No, seriously, though.
Yeah.
Never heard of. I don't know. I'm trying to do damage control, but it's already gone. It is. It's left me.
Other good podcasts, so, Jacob's Cabin Podcast with Anna in Indiana, twitter.com/EchoBase77, who is not dead, for the record. Which will make more sense if you listen to the last podcast. If you just start on this one, you'll be wondering why I'm asking you.
That's why you should start at the beginning. That's good. I'm glad to hear she's not dead. I listened to last week's show, and I was worried. I went to Snopes.com, and I looked it up, but they didn't have an entry yet.
They had no idea.
Thank you for clearing it up.
Yes. You're awesome, Anna, in Indiana. Who's your Anna?
What about her co-host? What about her co-host, Denise?
In
Twitter.com.
Denise, also in Indiana.
Sharp Cheddar. Okay, but I think that does it for our happy hour segment. Shall we move forth to Bummer Patrol?
Yes, we shall.
Oh, man!
Oh, man, we're in the Bummer Patrol segment of the show. This is where we talk about what's got us down, man. Ben, you just seem kind of down in the dumps, man. What's got you bummed out?
Nothing at all.
All right, well, that's really a surprising turn of events for the Bummer Patrol, but all right, that does it for Bummer Patrol,
April
guys.
April Fools, again, twice.
It's either really early or really late to pull those jokes. Here, let me go through my notes. I need to find my Bummer Patrol. Let me just shuffle through my notes.
Brian, that sounds more like keys jangling than actual notes.
Keys and... It's pretty impressive that you managed to guess exactly what that was, but, you know, keys, notes, same thing. They're in a big pile together.
Yeah, I can tell what sounds... I have ears in the back of my head, Brian. That makes headphones quite difficult to wear, but...
Earbuds. I think that's a good workaround for that, but yeah. I've got notes and keys, and I've got notes on my keys.
You know what else has notes on their keys? A piano.
I can't.
Ba-doom-tsh. That one's for you, listener Camille.
Yes.
You said you liked corny puns. You got another one. You got punned, fool. Can we copyright that phrase?
That's the most... You got punned, fool? Yes, we should really start selling t-shirts that say, you got punned, fool, well, happy cats.
You don't have to have the fool part on there. You can put whatever word you want to there. But you got punned, P-U-N apostrophe D, kind of like punked, but with a lot less Ashton Kutcher.
Can we pun Ashton Kutcher? That could be fun.
I can't think of any Ashton Kutcher puns, so when we get around to it... That might be a good segment, actually. You got punned.
We'll work on it.
We'll make it into
we'll work
kind of,
on you got punned.
We'll make it into a bumper music, so whenever we do like use a pun against one of our listeners, I can just insert that in there to show them how superior we are at punnage.
Leet punnage, yes.
Listeners, here's your homework of the week. The H of the W. Try to... pun us this week. The best pun until we record next, probably somewhere between Tuesday and Thursday, will get on our prize list. And you know you want to be on that prize list. And yes, you can be on the prize list twice, Miguel Ugim and Lithuanian listener.
Who never stepped up to claim
and
their spot on the list.
No, but they will be on there as Lithuanian listener until we hear back.
All right, that'll work. But we are in the midst of our Bummer Patrol segment, so what's got you down?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I have one official and then one unofficial Bummer Patrol, actually. Well, first, my unofficial. My girlfriend Megan is going on a trip to San Francisco with some aunts and a cousin, and that's a real Bummer Patrol for me because... Now I'm bored.
Well, but now you got a swinging bachelor pad, man. You can do all those single guy things you couldn't do before,
like play video games and talk to someone online, and order pizza and then make a huge mess on the couch, because that's exactly what I did in the past, like, 4 hours since she's been gone.
You've already destroyed the home. Well done, sir. Well done.
Yes.
She'll come back in a few days to find no furniture. It's like, what happened? And then you'll have to come out with about your gambling problem.
I pawned it all. I lost everything in my shuffleboard championship.
Oh, who'd you lose to in your shuffleboard championship? Angela Lansbury, by any chance?
Oh, no. Don't bring her up again. No.
She seems like she'd play some shuffleboard in her off time.
Isn't all of her time her off time right now?
I guess so. I think she's retired.
Oh.
So you said that's your unofficial Bummer Patrol. What is the for real deal?
My for real deal Bummer Patrol is dry weather. Mostly because I have eyes that are horrible. Yes, I have eyes. And
shocking twist.
Who would have guessed? Ears in the back of my head and eyes in the front. But the dry weather really gets to me more than I wish it would, because it is, like, today it's been physically horrible for my eyes. It's like, I have a humidifier next to my face, like, blowing 2 feet from my eyes, directly into my eyes, trying to make it better like it used to. But every few minutes I have to rub them and itch them, and I hate you, dry weather!
Oh, yes, dry weather is the worst. I don't even have eye troubles, and I hate dry weather, so...
My Bummer Patrol should have been my eyes, because they're horrible to begin with. They are... I like the color of my eyes, so I'll keep that part. But my vision is literally, like, 21,000 in each eye.
Wow, that's...
It's supposed to be 20-20. Just to think about that. 500 times worse, I think. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's pretty bad. That is over 9,000, so that's
500 really the bar, is not, 500 against. Under 9,000.
I thought you said 20,000.
No. No, 20/1,000. Like, okay. 2020. It's 20/1,000.
Okay, because that sounded... I didn't want to say anything, but that sounds terrible. I don't know how you would operate with 20,000... I don't even know. I don't even know how vision works.
Actually, I think 2020 is... If you see something 20 feet away, you see it like it should be. If you have, like, 20/40 vision, what something looks like 40 feet away, you see, well... Like, you see equivalent at 20... Wait, hold on. No. I know how this works. 20/40... Okay. What you see from 20 is actually what a normal person would see from 40 feet away. That's how clear it would be. So 21,000, what I see at 20 feet away is as clear as someone seeing it from 1,000 feet away.
Ah, I did not know that's how that works.
I'm not totally sure, but I think that's how it works. You know, legally blind is if your corrected vision is worse than 20/200. Luckily, with thick lenses, they got me down to 20/40. So there's a good chance I'm going to be legally blind. I'll still be able to see, but legally blind is just bad vision, even with lenses.
That bummed everyone else out,
I think.
That is a bummer. This is the biggest Bummer Patrol yet.
Going blind is my Bummer Patrol.
That is a big bummer.
Yeah. Let's see how yours compares to mine, Brian.
Well, my Bummer Patrol pick of the week is...
Well, are you dying? Do you have some kind of horrible disease, Brian? Did you lose a limb or something?
No. I don't want to go. I want to pass. I'm done.
No, I think we have to hear this.
Well, I mean, I was just a little bit disappointed this past 4th of July holiday that there wasn't a Twilight Zone marathon on the Sci-Fi Channel, as there has been every other year.
Oh no, poor Brian doesn't have his Twilight Zone, while Ben is going blind a few states away.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It puts things into perspective, but I was really looking forward to that Twilight Zone marathon.
I was looking forward to being able to see for the rest of my life.
Well, you're not really missing much. They didn't show the Twilight Zone marathon, so that's nothing really to see.
But what about... it's hard to edit audio without being able to see. I'll be able to hear the audio, but I don't know where to click, which means you'll have to edit the podcast, Brian. Unless you donate one of your eyes to me.
Oh, that might be worth it. I'll check back with me at a later date, and I will consider doing that.
An eye transplant.
I think that happened in a really bad sci-fi movie, and it did not end well.
Yeah, I don't think so. But, hey, if we each only have one eye, we can each change our name to Jack, and we just call the One-Eyed Jack podcast.
Yes, we would have to do that. Yes.
That'd be kind of cool.
We should maybe do that now, just so we could call it the One-Eyed Jack podcast.
And we would be totally truthful. We each have one eye, and both of our names are Jack at the time. We can get glass eyes, too, like the creepy glass eyes that, like, you think they're staring at you, but you're not really sure. I had a teacher who had a glass eye when I was in 11th grade. And, like, she was a pretty cool teacher, but it was always, like, kind of scary because you didn't know if she was actually looking at you or not, so you had to always look like you were paying attention.
Ah, that's another bummer.
She was left-handed, too.
Oh, left-handed.
I know.
That's good.
Yeah.
Left-handed all the way. I am left-handed.
So am I. I am better left-handed than you are.
You probably are. I'm not an exclusive left-handed person. I will throw right-handed and other things.
So do I. I'm right-armed, but left-handed.
Oh, yeah, me too, then. Exactly the same.
And you've been left-handed slightly longer than me, though.
That's true. So I'm like an old pro at being left-handed. You're like a novice left-hander.
You're like a five-month-older pro, I think. Either 5 That's or true. 17, I can't remember which.
I think it's 17.
Okay. Anyway, what...
Yes.
Is that all my Bumper Patrol? No, yes. So, Twilight Zone Marathon, not on TV.
They were showing The Greatest American Hero instead, and that also bummed me out.
You know what bums me out is Sci-Fi's new name. Sci-Fi.
Oh, Sci-Fi? Sci-Fi? Instead of... S-C-I-F-I, it is S-Y-F-Y. You know, it's sci-fi. It's not like science fiction. It's like sci-fi, something else completely, man. Just check it out.
They try to make it cool to get the hip crowd in, but really, the hip crowd isn't going to be watching the Sci-Fi Channel. The people who watch Sci-Fi Channel are probably the nerds like me who hate it that it's not spelled correctly.
Yes, you're just sending people into nerd rage, and that's never a good idea.
That's dangerous.
So as of right now, if you go to your computer and type into your address bar www.scifi.com, it'll redirect you to syfy.com.
And if in your address bar you go to www.thehappycast.blogspot.com, you can visit thehappycast.blogspot.com. You can listen to all our old episodes, and you can vote on the poll of what's better, smooth, delicious peanut butter or disgusting, chunky peanut butter.
So be sure your voice is heard and vote for crunchy.
Be sure your voice is heard and call our voicemail line at 206-309-3874 or 20-63-0-ZEUS-4.
Or 20-me-0-we-us-I?
No, A-0-me-0-we-us-I.
Two works just as well.
But A's a word.
Okay. Good point. Fair enough. Are we ready to move on to our Netflix picks?
I'm never ready to move on.
Oh, I don't want to... I'm tired of being bummed out. Can we please move on to Netflix picks?
Okay. Only if you promise to donate me one of your eyes by the end of this podcast. Wait, I had a better idea. We should have one of those phone-a-thons or whatever they're called. What's a podcast telethon called?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard of one of those.
We will do a podcast telethon type thing, and it will be to raise money for my new eye transplant.
So would I still have to donate my eye, or?
You might, depending on how much money we earn. Like, people will bid, you know, like how they do with races. Like, they'll pay for so many miles. People can pay us for how many hours we can podcast in a row live.
All right. We'll throw that together. We'll have that ready for you guys by next week. I promise.
Whoa. I do not promise that.
Okay. Well, then we probably won't have it ready then. But maybe one day, perhaps. I don't know.
So we're going to move on to Netflix picks.
Let's all go to the
Netflix.
Let's all go to the
Netflix.
Let's all go to the
Netflix
to get ourselves a treat.
All right. Welcome to Netflix Picks. This is the part of the show where we pick a video on the Netflix streaming service and recommend it to you guys because we enjoy it somewhat.
Brian, what's Netflix?
Well, Ben, I'm glad you ask, because Netflix is a service here in the U.S. where you get DVDs through the mail. And on top of that great, great valuable service of DVDs through the mail, you can also watch some content streaming over the internet on various devices, such as the Xbox 360.
Very good. Or just a computer.
Or computer.
But what is Netflix Picks exactly?
It's just the part where we pick content from Netflix and recommend you guys check it out.
If you don't have Netflix, check it out anyway. Rent it at your local Blockbuster if those are still around. Ours closed down.
Yeah. All the ones around here are also shutting down. I think Netflix is. Ugh, wow. Sorry. Tongue tangle. I think that Netflix is putting them out of business. Between Netflix and those Redbox DVD rental kiosk.
Oh yeah.
Which I've never used. Those seem dumb, but a lot of people like them.
Instead of Netflix, I think Leadbricks might be doing it.
Leadbricks. That's. I hope those guys take off. They've really hit hard times. The fine people at Leadbricks.
Oh, I know. What about that baseball team owner, Fred Licks?
I'm almost positive that's not a real guy.
Oh, but how do you know if you're as big of a fan of sports as I am?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't follow any sport, so.
Neither do I. I mean, you are exactly probably as big a fan as I am of sports, which is not very.
So you're right. He could be a real guy, and I would not know.
I think I'm going to Google Fred Licks, but on second thought, I won't.
Don't do that, yes. Good job stopping yourself from doing that. That was bound to end poorly.
I agree. My Netflix pick of, or my Leadbricks pick of this week is... Guess. I'm gonna charades here. Okay, ready, go.
Okay, so you're on a bicycle. No, it's a unicycle, and you're playing the guitar. You're eating something. A sandwich. Crunchy peanut butter sandwich. And you're a pirate eating crunchy peanut butter.
No, you picked all the most horrible things you could, except bicycles. Those are pretty fun. But no. I am not. I am trying to mime Murder on the Orient Express, a movie based on a book by Agatha Christie, my third favorite writer behind Stephen King and Lewis Carroll.
So, Murder on the Orient Express, she wrote.
No.
I'm sorry.
Why must you torture me so?
It's a podcast staple. People love The Murder, She Wrote in the Angela Lansbury.
That, according to the internet, that I just read something, Angela Lansbury was in the shuffleboard competition, and she lost to the Brawny Man.
Ah, oh, man, that's... She'll have to come back next year. I hear that she's going to partner up in the doubles tournament with Regis Philbin, so they're bound to do well, I think.
Especially when they're sponsored by Head On. Apply directly to the forehead. Head On. Apply directly to the forehead. Head On. Apply directly to the forehead.
Head On. Apply directly to the forehead?
No! 3 times! Now I have to say it 2 more times!
Oh, no. Okay. Okay, that's okay. I take it back. I take mine back.
Okay. All right. That's fine, then.
So this Agatha Christie novel turned into a film. How is it? It is a whodunit, some people might say?
Only stupid people. It's a who did it, actually.
Okay.
As I would say. It's a who did it, and it's the star of it, or the star character, is one of her famous detectives. He's kind of like Sherlock Holmes plus Monk, sort of, I guess.
Isn't Monk kind of based on Sherlock Holmes?
Every detective is based on Sherlock Holmes, I think.
He's kind of like Sherlock Holmes plus Monk plus Dr. House.
Yes, but no. And his name is Hercule Poirot, which is always hard to pronounce. And understandably so, because when I read it in the book the first time, it's difficult to, especially when there is an ongoing joke that people can't pronounce his name correctly, which just made it more difficult to figure out how to pronounce. Anyway, there's a murder on a... There's a murder on a train, and he is on the train, just coincidentally, and he tries to solve who did it. The butler did it.
You ruined it for me. Now I can't watch it.
I've never met a train butler before.
Oh, they're really the best. Only the richest of the rich have them, but train butlers, they're going to be big in the future.
Isn't that... That's almost an actor's name, isn't it? Isn't there someone named something like Train Butler?
Not that I know of, but
that's... Oh, no, wait, that's Gerard Butler. Sorry.
You know, Gerard, train, they're pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, Gerard's kind of like the sound a train makes.
No, I'm not buying that. I'm sorry.
No. What? The movie's kind of slow, but it's slow compared to today's movies. It was made, I think, in 73 was when it released. And so movies back then were naturally just slower than today's movies. But it's really good, especially the ending, because you will not believe who did it.
Oh, who did it?
Gerard Butler.
Ah, again, now I can't watch it.
Gerard Butler, was he even alive yet? You know, he's probably alive, but he was like probably maybe 10. How old is Gerard Butler?
I wouldn't think he's that old. I think he's maybe mid-30s.
Right now, or he was back then?
Right now. 2010, I bet Gerard Butler is 35 years of age. Could be wrong.
That famous actress was in it.
That one?
That one.
From Thing?
Yeah. I can't remember her name, but I know she's
pretty
famous.
Good. I hear she won an award from that one place.
Oh, yeah, with the guy's name?
Yeah, and then the dinosaur?
Oh, I love the dinosaur part.
Oh, all right. So, anything else about your Netflix pick? Or is it my turn?
It is your turn, Crying Brian.
All right. Well, my Netflix pick was released in theaters October 2nd, 2009. And it is the best rom-zom-com around.
What exactly is a rom-zom-com, Brom?
It is a romantic zombie comedy, of course.
No such thing.
And it's Zombieland.
That's a good movie. That's a very good movie. I approve of your movie choice.
Thank you, sir. It's a really fun movie, I think. It's got a lot of dark humor in it. It's a dark comedy.
They don't have any lighting specialists that work on it.
No,
it's all those dark scenes.
Yeah, because the zombies destroyed the civilization, so they don't have any lights, so it's a dark comedy.
Filmed entirely at night.
Yes, it's at night, and it's about them trying to make fire.
Ah, that doesn't sound very
funny anymore.
But no, seriously, it picks up in a post-apocalyptic zombie world. Zombies have already overrun everything, you know,
like they tend to do.
Yeah, like they tend to do. Usually, in most zombie movies I've seen, it usually starts with an outbreak, and then the zombies slowly spread, and then things look hopeless. By the time Zombieland starts, it's already, like, rock bottom. Like, zombies have taken over everything, there are hardly any survivors, and it kind of picks up there, and it kind of follows this band of misfits that band together to survive.
The Black Eyed Peas?
The Black Eyed Peas are
a
there.
A band of misfits?
Ah.
What? You said it.
Oh, you got me. That's true. I did say it.
It's a big commercial for the Black Eyed Peas, really.
Really, it's pretty clever viral marketing for the Black Eyed Peas new album. But other than that, it's pretty good. Woody Harrelson's in it. He does a really good job.
I'm actually going to interrupt you here and embarrass one of my friends if he ever happens to listen to this podcast. I was seeing a movie with my friend Kyle P, which I have to specify because I have multiple Kyle friends. And there was a trailer for this movie called 7 Pounds, which I did not watch, but I remember the trailer. Starring Will Smith or something. And he likes Woody Harrelson, who was in some sitcom or something, I think. Like in the 80s or 90s? I don't remember.
Cheers.
Cheers? Yeah, okay. He's in Cheers. And he likes Cheers. And so...
Oh, Cheers is really good.
I was sitting there staring at my popcorn because it was a trailer I didn't care about. And all of a sudden, Kyle's like, oh, look, Woody Harrelson's in this. And I look up and I see Will Smith. I'm like, no. Unless this is like the role of Woody Harrelson's life. Woody Harrelson playing Will Smith playing.
Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson is Will Smith as 7 Pounds.
I don't think the guy's name was 7 Pounds.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't.
To be fair, Woody Harrelson was in the movie, but I'm still going to make fun of him for that, or I still do to this day. If I see Will Smith in something, I go, oh, look, Woody Harrelson is in Men in Black.
If you ever see Will Smith in real life and he's with you, he's like, oh, I'm going to go get an autograph. Hey, Woody Harrelson, will you sign this for me?
And then he will punch me in the face, and I will just go blind sooner than I already am going to.
Oh.
And you still won't have your stupid Twilight Zone marathon.
That's true. I won't, but I will have Zombieland on Netflix
vision.
Streaming. I will have the ability to see.
If I go blind, I'm going to become that superhero Daredevil.
Oh, just, Daredevil.
Yeah.
You'll have to be a better Daredevil than Ben Affleck, but that really shouldn't be that difficult.
No, I think anyone can be a better Daredevil than Ben Affleck. So why is Zombieland so great, Brian?
How about Woody Harrelson as Will Smith as Daredevil?
Because that's going to be my job.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Just in closing, Zombieland, really fun movie. You know, a lot of people compare it to Shaun of the Dead. Like, it's like an American version of Shaun of the Dead. That doesn't really seem like it fits it well, but I do see how it's a valid comparison because they're both part of the very limited zombie comedy genre or subgenre.
Rom-zom-coms.
So they're both rom-zom-coms, really.
Rom-zom-com-bom-flom-jom-mom.
Dom? But that's it. Pretty much, that's all I have to say about Zombieland. Check it out if you're into that kind of thing. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Even if you're not, you might. It's funny.
You never know. It is funny. So, I guess we should move ahead to a little segment we call...
You don't know Ben!
Bomb, blom, glom, blom, som.
We call Dom, Bom, Som, Gom.
It sounds kind of like one of those fake languages they would put in a video game if they didn't feel like getting actual voice actors. Yeah, bom bom gom kadom sam plom dom.
Or you could always go the Star Fox route and just have them say like a word. Look out!
Or like Navi the fairy from Zelda: Ocarina of Time.
Link, hey, look!
Listen!
Oh, oh, that was pretty annoying. Probably the only bad part about that game, but Anyway, you don't know Ben. This is a part of the show where I have...
I do. Yeah, I do.
You, no, you don't. I don't.
But
this
is
really.
I am Ben.
No, I'm sorry. You don't know Ben. This is. I have to tell you, this podcast is part of an elaborate intervention. Your friends and family are here. We really wanted to tell you that you don't know Ben. And
what?
Yes.
Am I actually going blind, or is that just what I thought?
No. This is not an intervention. This is just a part of the show for the listeners' benefit, where I have
benefit.
Yes, for their benefit. And I have 6 questions, and I'm
sorry to interrupt you one more time, but that is what we need to call our telethon. The benefit.
All right.
That one's for you, Camille. You just got punned, Brian.
The benefit. How do we go past that? How do we top that?
We don't. Join us next time on The Happy Cast.
I'm pretty sure that's not how this show ends, but... I'm going to ask you these 6 questions anyway, and you answer them to the best of your ability in a fairly quick pace. Take your time if you'd like, but...
I will not explain my answers until afterward.
Okay, 6 questions. Are you ready, Ben?
I was born ready. Well, actually, I guess I wasn't because I couldn't speak yet when I was born.
That's
true. I was ready at around maybe 1 or 2.
Okay, all right. So your first question is, if you were forced to get a tattoo, what would it be of?
I plead the 5th on all of these questions.
Oh, I thought you wanted the words, I plead the 5th, like tattooed on your torso.
No, that's hardcore. It would be a little tiny dot. I don't care where, just one little tiny dot. And that way I can just say it's like seeing the Earth from space. Really, really far away in space.
I thought you weren't going to explain that. Question 2.
I'll explain it more later.
Okay. Question 2. If you had to get the Happy Cast logo tattooed on your body, where would it be?
On my forehead, so everyone else can see it. And it wouldn't just be the Happy Cast logo. It'd be the logo, then right after it, it would also be the email address... and our twitter.com/happycast, and our Facebook group, which I know I made a tiny URL for, but I forgot it now. And our phone number, which is 206-30-PHONE-ZEUS-4.
Phone Zeus.
No. But yeah.
That would be a great promotion for the podcast. Question 3. It's a hypothetical scenario here. A zombie outbreak has occurred. What is your zombie plan?
How am I supposed to answer this shortly? All right, to not die and save a couple people and stockpile guns. I'll explain more at the end.
Okay, all right. Question 5. What is your favorite board game?
Oh, that one's hard. I like... Cranium. I like Scattergory. I'm counting Scattergories as a board game. There's no actual board.
Okay, so Scattergories.
Maybe, or Cranium, which is also fun. I like Clue a lot. I like Monopoly. I like chess.
Checkers is pretty good. Shoots and Ladders, I liked it when I was younger. It's kind of dumb
Candyland,
now.
Candyland, but that's... Oh. I might tell that story.
Okay, so your answer is anything but Candyland. And your final question of the day. If you lived in the Old West, what would your occupation be?
It would be renegade, savior, cowboy, bandit.
All right, that's a good one. That's a good answer. All right, so let us go over these questions a little more in depth and find out why you chose what you did.
All right.
Question 1. If you had to get a tattoo, what would it be of? You said it would be a dot.
Survey says.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody said that. Ah. You get 0 points for that.
Yes, a dot, because it would, I mean, you couldn't really see it, I guess. I mean, you have to be looking for a dot to see it. And I said, so it looked like what the Earth would look like from very, very far away in space, which is an idea I got from Phoebe on Friends.
See, I knew you did. I didn't want to call you on it.
I was going to call myself on it. Yes, she gave me the idea, so if I was ever forced to, I would take that. Well, actually, that was just because she doesn't like needles, but neither do I, so that's probably very truthful at what would happen. Sharp
but
things.
Then, okay, well, that's good. That's a good answer. But then in our very next question, it was, if you had to get the HappyCast logo tattooed on your body, where would it be? And you said your forehead, and it would also be our contact info.
All of our contact info. TheHappyCast.blogspot.com, HappyCastFeedback@gmail.com, 206-30-ZEUS-4, Twitter.com/HappyCast, Facebook.com, and then you just search for HappyCast,
Internet Archive. For someone not fond of needles, that is dedication to promote the show. So I would like to thank you for that.
If I'm forced to, if I have the logo, that's already going to be a lot to endure. I'm pretty sure after at a certain point I can just keep going and might as well finish it out.
Fight through the pain. Very good. Question three. What is your zombie plan? You said you would save people and stockpile weapons.
Actually, I have made my zombie plan different for the times that I've moved. That's one of the. If I get bored, it's one of the first things I try to figure out is where do I go, depending on who's around, who has guns, etc. First of all, I would definitely not go the place everywhere else wants to go, which is like, oh, go to the mall, go to Walmart, they've got everything. Because those places will probably just get you infected. If you want to get a gun, it's better to probably go to a pawn shop. Fewer people are going to go to a pawn shop, and you know they have guns. Or
That's
find
true.
The most southern person you can, which is easy in Arkansas to find. They're going to have guns, too.
You have to go to the southmost point of Arkansas, and that guy who lives there, he will have guns.
He will have guns. And I will have to fight it for him. Fight him for them.
Wow.
I think.
Sounds like an elaborate video game scenario.
I'll start off, if it happens, in my apartment. I will save Megan, and then we'll drive, and we'll see if my family's infected, and if they are, I'm sorry, it's a really bad idea to save anyone who's already been bitten. I've seen enough zombie movies to learn that. No matter how much, it's... No, if they're bitten, no. If I'm bitten, Brian, will you shoot me?
Yes, if you want me to.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes. If I somehow make it to Georgia, and you're still okay.
Yeah,
if I become infected on the way there, shoot me.
Okay, this is a very long shot scenario, but okay. And then
I would aim for Georgia. I'm going to go to Disney World.
Zombie Disney World? That sounds pretty fun.
Well, because I mean, how many people are going to think, oh no, zombie infection, let's go to Disney World.
I'm willing to say not that many, so...
Exactly. You go to the... Yeah.
It's good thinking.
But if you wanted a nice fortress to hold up in, instead of a shopping mall, which has many entrances and exits and glass doors and all that stuff, that the best place to hold up, I think, would be Alcatraz, actually.
How would you get to Alcatraz, though?
Ferry.
Okay.
I would... ride a ferry, like one that flies. Tinkerbell.
Okay. That'll work, I guess.
Well, either that or just any prison, really. Because, all right, think of it. It's used to keep people out, but it also keeps... No, it's used to keep people in, but it can also be used to keep people out pretty well. I mean, high walls, there should be plenty of weapons in there. You'll have a nice amount of food.
So all excellent points. So can I meet you at Alcatraz? Am I allowed to just piggyback on your zombie plan?
As long as you are not infected, yes.
Okay.
I think you'd be pretty. We've played enough zombie games together to know what to do, which pretty much means to heal someone, just give them a bottle of aspirin, they'll swallow it whole, and they're fine.
That's true. That is what the video games would lead us to believe. Question five, favorite board game. You said anything but Candyland. Why do you hate Candyland?
Do I have to tell my story?
No, you don't have to. It's voluntary. We can save it for another day.
I might have to explain it. It's kind of a good story.
It's your call. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the title of the story, and listeners can write in about whether or not they want to hear the story, and I'll tell it next week if they want to. The title of the story is The Deaf Blind Date.
Wow. All right. The Deaf Blind Date. So if you guys want to hear Ben's story about that, email him at happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
Once again, that is happycastfeedback.gmail.com.
.gmail.com. And we may or may not hear about that next week on the show.
Or you can phone in and tell us at, what's that number, Brian?
It's 20-me-0-we-s-i.
What's it in numbers?
It is 20-6-3-0-6-3-8-7-7-7, Regis, 7.
Pancakes, 206-309-3874.
Okay.
A0-me-0, we, us, I.
Call it now.
Call it now and order one today.
Very good. And final question. If you lived in the Old West, what would your occupation be? You said renegade, gunslinging, savior, dude.
No, I think it, what was it? Renegade, savior, cowboy, bandit, I think.
So you're going to, some of those words seem to be at odds with one another. You're going to be a renegade, savior, cowboy, bandit?
Renegade, I'll do what I want when I want. But savior, I'm going, what I want to do and when I want to do it is save people when they are most in trouble.
Okay, all right.
And cowboy, because I will have a horse and a lasso and a gun, preferably a six shooter, so I am even cowboyer. That's not a word.
Cowboyer. Cowboyer?
So cowboyer, whatever, more cowboy-like.
More cowboyish.
What? Yeah, you guys know what I mean. And bandit, because I'm going to steal from the rich and give to the poor, and then steal from the poor and keep the money.
I would just steal from the rich and the poor.
I'm gonna give to the poor and then steal it back, so they at least kind of know what it feels like to have money. Equality. Because if you give the poor the money from the rich, they become the rich.
You're right. I did not think about that. So you gotta take all the money from everyone and then distribute it equally.
Communism.
All right. Well,
I'm going to be a communist cowboy.
That sounds like a pretty good movie, actually. The Communist Cowboy. All right. That concludes this edition of You Don't Know Ben. I feel like we've got to know you much better, Ben, so thank you for sharing.
So, what might be next, Brian?
I think it might be feedback.
Sound.
The mail's here!
Mail time!
Oh, great. Thanks.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
The Communist Cowboy, starring Woody Harrelson as Will Smith, as the Communist Cowboy.
Perfect, yes. Our first email today, let me set it up. Last week we talked a bunch of trash about bread ends.
Boo, bread ends.
And some listeners wrote in to kind of school us and put us in our place.
We are very stupid about bread ends.
So the first of these emails is from Anton Bruckner.
We should have done our bread end research.
We should have, really. That's embarrassing. But
instead, we just hit a bread end.
We did. We hit the bread end. Aw. But Anton Bruckner, he took the time to educate us on the subject. He says, "Hello, Ben and Brian. The bread ends you refer to are commonly called heels."
Which I knew, but was too stupid to remember at the time.
First of all, let me just stop right here to make a note. The fact that they're called heels, I think, should be telling, because that means they're the villain of the loaf of bread. They're the heels.
How does that make it the villain?
Yeah, you ever heard like the term heel as being like synonymous with villain? Like, oh, he's a heel.
No.
Is that not a real thing? Did I make that up just now?
Is that one of those Georgian things? You That's crazy probably. Georgians.
Us crazy Georgians. You know how we do it.
You sound kind of like you're from Chicago for a second.
I don't
like,
think
not,
so.
Not just a regular Chicago, but like one of the stereotypical ones.
Oh, those are the worst kind.
I've been in Chicago. I heard a couple of those. Chicago.
Anyway, Anton Bruckner.
Bruckner.
I can't get into you. He says that they're commonly called heels. And even if you never eat them, they're there to protect the rest of the bread from becoming stale. Which I didn't know. It makes sense, though.
What else keeps it stale is just storing it in your freezer.
Well, you just freeze it. Isn't that kind of like being stale? It's like,
well, it thaws back out.
Rock hard. That's like the ultimate stale state.
Yeah, but that's stale bread that becomes unstale.
Ah, true. He continues, "Also, I heartily disagree with your assessment of the bread heels. I mean, there's nothing quite as good as a PBJ that is thick on both the PB and the J. What better way to enjoy all of that PB and J than with the absolute thinnest slices of...
You know, if you just want a lot of PB and J, just get handfuls of it. Rub it, like, get one handful in your left hand of peanut butter, a handful of jelly in your right hand, and then just smush your hands together and eat it. There. You need
those heels to hold it together and keep your hands from being messy. That's the whole reason we have sandwiches.
I thought it was to give the taste better.
I think it's just to not hold things directly. I could be wrong again.
Because I can't just eat peanut butter plain. And look, see, Reese's has to, the peanut butter has to be with the chocolate. Sandwich has to be with bread.
I mean, I could be wrong. I'll have to research the origin of the sandwich after the show.
Earl of Sandwich.
Yes, the Earl of Sandwich. I will read up on that once again. I've done it before. I'll read up on it again.
There's a really good restaurant at Downtown Disney called Earl of Sandwich.
Do they have good sandwiches?
They have really good sandwiches. We ate there with Megan's friends, who are now my friends. That we, like, her name is Courtney, twitter.com/Harleen_Quinn. She's really cool. And her husband, Jared, who actually works at Disney World. So I talked to him about the ride he works on the whole time. Sorry.
That's cool. That sounds like a fun dinner conversation.
The great movie ride. It's so cool. Sorry.
Is it great?
It is great. It's about movies and it's a ride. And it's
okay.
It is the. So...
It is very accurately named, then.
Yes. Write it today.
But in closing, Anton Bruckner says, "I urge you to try a grilled cheese sandwich made with two heels and double cheese and stop your needless vendetta versus bread heels. Yours in bread, Anton Bruckner."
Thank you, Anton Bruckner. You will always be ours in bread. In bread?
I feel... Yeah, you should probably think about the way that sounds.
He said it too. Yours inbred, Anton Bruckner.
It looks a lot better written down. When you say it, it kind of mangles it.
But podcast, the listeners can't hear the way things are spelled, especially within the terms of sci-fi.
That's true. Sci-fi, that was a good channel name, but sci-fi, that's terrible.
Bomb dom com flom.
But thank you, Anton Bruckner. I feel like I've learned a lot today thanks to your email.
Yes. Should I read the next one?
I think you should.
Okay, this will...
If you like.
Yes, I can do whatever I like.
Yes, you can, I guess.
I mean, that's kind of snobby of me.
I didn't want to call you out on it, but yeah,
you can't
it seems...
tell me what I can't do. Don't tell me what I can't
do. Tell
me
what I can't do.
Listener Anne writes, hate end pieces no more. I am cheap and lazy. That's all she said.
Oh, that's an odd place to end that feedback. No. Okay.
I am cheap and lazy, and therefore hate going to the store to buy more bread instead of just using the end pieces. So here's how I use them. 1, put the crusty end piece on the inside of the sandwich so the soft, yummy part is on the outside. Your mouth can't tell the difference between the end piece and a normal piece of bread. This works especially well if you are making grilled cheese or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, wow, those same two examples Anton Bruckner used. So.
Exactly. 2, put them in the freezer until you need breadcrumbs, and then process them in a blender or food processor. You said breadcrumbs, but we were going to sell them as breadcrumbs.
That's true.
That was last week.
So these are homemade breadcrumbs.
Yes, and 3, cube them, then spritz them with olive oil. Sprinkle with the spice of your choice, bacon salt. You are right, listener Anne, bacon salt. And toast them in your oven to make croutons. As the French would say.
I love croutons.
Croutons. 4, throw them in the...
so offensive. So very offensive.
4, throw them in the compost pile.
I don't know where this accent is going.
Neither do I. I don't have a compost pile, but if I did, I would throw all of my bread ends there because they are useless. You guys have not changed my mind.
I thought you'd come around. They made very convincing points. I've changed my stance on bread heels.
All right, would you eat the heel of any other animal? Chicken heels? Cow
wait,
heels?
Wait. Bread is not an animal. You said of any other animal.
It's close enough.
I don't know. Maybe.
Does any other food have a heel? Do you eat cow heels? Pig heels? Frog heels? Cow windows?
Cow windows? You know what? If their heel could be used to make a delicious double grilled cheese sandwich, maybe. I might try that.
Well, and listener Anne continues. Things you should not do. Throw them away. Think of the children. I put the emotion in there, but she said that.
she did have the exclamation mark, so I assume you read that correctly.
And throwing them to the compost pile might as well be throwing them away. 2, feed them to birds. Birds need proper plants, insects, and animals to eat, not bread. Bread just fills their belly and leaves them malnourished and angry. Especially ducks and geese. Don't do this. And I hate angry ducks.
See, I mean, you're talking about feeding all the bread to the birds. I think, here's my theory, I think you hate birds.
No, I think grandmas and grandpas hate birds. They're the ones who taught me how. I mean, you see them at the park every day feeding, you know, pigeons and ducks. They are vicious and conniving. Not birds.
Yes. I mean, I think birds are. I mean, personally, I think birds are vicious and conniving.
Especially
but...
Angela Lansbury, who switches my M&Ms with my Skittles.
Oh, man, I hate it when people do that.
Listener Anne concludes, you too can be happy about bread ends like I am. Bread ends rule! And then I kind of imagine her jumping up into the air with her fist pumped, and then it just freezes right there and fades to black, and the credits roll.
Oh, that's weird. I imagine the exact same thing.
Bread end. Apply directly to your trash pile.
Aw. You know who else wrote us, Ben? Thank you, listener Anne and Anton Bruckner, for showing us how we were wrong about bread ends.
Yes, you were right, but I still hate bread ends. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
Who else wrote us, Brian? Would his name rhyme with lead bricks?
It does not, unfortunately. Ah. His name is Captain Cal.
Ooh. What's he a captain of?
I'm not sure. He's captain of this email.
Right in, Captain. What are you a captain of? A boat? Well, a cereal?
You can't be the captain of a cereal.
There's one of those.
Well, he's a captain. No, well, it's completely different from being a captain.
He is a captain, but it's his title is Cap'n Crunch.
Are you sure that's not just his first name? I thought his name was Cap'n.
I'm pretty sure. So, but he's wearing like a captain's hat. So he's Captain Cap'n Crunch?
Yes?
No.
Or maybe he has nothing to do with it. Maybe it's like referring to his hat. Like his hat is a cap. So you got Cap'n Crunch.
But the cap isn't in the crunch.
Maybe it is. Maybe that's the secret ingredient.
Maybe his name is Crunch and the N is actually short for on. So the cap is on Mr. Crunch. Mystery solved.
Maybe.
You don't need Miss Lansbury.
Maybe his first name is Cap and his middle name is Nathan. And his last name is Crunch.
Then why isn't it Cap'n Crunch instead of Cap'n Crunch?
It is Cap'n Crunch. Right? Right?
No? There's an apostrophe in, not a space in dot. Anyway, what does Captain Cal have to say?
All right, well, the captain says, "Hi, Brian and Ben.
Hi.
Yesterday, I saw what I thought was the best Christopher Eccleston lookalike ever. I was in a coffee shop, and my 19-month-old daughter started pointing in the direction of a guy wearing tracksuit pants and a sweatshirt. And I didn't think anything of it until I noticed what a great Christopher Eccleston lookalike he was. So I got home and Googled Christopher Eccleston to see what he was up to at that moment and found out that he was actually filming on the Isle of Man where I live. And I realized that it was actually him I saw.
Oh, unfortunate for you that you didn't get to see him. I mean, it's cool that he was there. It's not unfortunate that...
How unfortunate that you met Christopher Eccleston.
Sort of met Christopher Eccleston.
You saw him in a coffee shop.
Too bad it wasn't David Tennant, the better Doctor Who.
No, I disagree with that, but moving forward, I just thought I would email you guys to say that this incident bummed me out and made me happy at the same time.
Rightfully so.
It bummed me out because I didn't get a picture with him. But it made me happy because I didn't do what I thought about doing, which was tap said gentleman on the shoulder and ask him if anyone has ever told him how much he looks like the ninth Doctor Who, which would have been very embarrassing.
And very hilarious.
It would have been both. It would have made my happy cast, happy hour pick of the week if that did happen.
Mine too.
And I heard on one of the earlier Happy Cast episodes that he was Brian's favorite Doctor Who, and I have promised myself that if I ever see him again, I'll tell him to listen to your podcast, so maybe you can give him another shout-out in case he's listening. Cheers, lads. Captain Cal. What an incredible story.
Well, Captain, if you happen to see David Tennant filming in the Isle of Man, do the same thing, because he's much, much better.
That's false.
Well, if by false you mean true.
I don't know. Eccleston, I mean, I don't know. I don't like change, as people may know. I'm quite fond of things being the way they are in most cases. So when I started Doctor Who, I started with Eccleston, so he really defined a lot of what that character was to me. So, I mean, that's probably why he's my favorite. He did deliver a really good performance, but...
So, we have another email from Brian. Brian, you cannot email the show yourself. That's not really fair.
I don't know. I'm sorry, I still can't wrap my mind around this dude meeting Christopher Eccleston. That is an incredible story.
Not as incredible as David Tennant. Brian's from Long Island.
Oh, yes, Brian from Long Island. He was a listener to this other show that I used to be part of. What does he have to say?
He says, "So far I've come across several podcasts. This has to be my favorite, as far as two people talking about randomness. I have not enjoyed a podcast, or should I say, laughed so much, since Lost Unlocked, or Message Redacted, I might put that. On the topic of ninjas versus pirates, are we talking about a West Side Story gang fight with Shanks and Sharks and Jets, I guess?
Whoa, Sharks.
Sharks and the Jets, that's
West Side Story.
That's true. I can see why you thought that would say sharks.
Yeah. Fight with shanks, cannons, and throwing stars? I would give the edge to the pirates. Oh.
Yes. Boo. Yes.
But that loss would just infuriate the ninth level ninja lord Ringo Starr, in reference to the book Paul is Dead, the story in which the Beatles are zombies. Awesome,
that sounds
zombies.
Incredible.
He would simply need one ninja to carry out his hit on the whole battalion of pirate ships. Told you, Brian. This ninja is so stealth that the drunk pirates think all the mysterious beheadings are caused by an advanced strand of scurvy rather than one that exists in the shadows. Because pirates are stupid, Brian. Love the show. Needs more organ sounds. Dang. We'll five-star you on iTunes later. Peace! Signed, Angela Lansbury.
All right. Yes, Angela Lansbury.
That's how he signed it.
Very good. So, thank you, Brian from Long Island. We appreciate the feedback.
We do. Ninjas are better than pirates. Thank you. And yes, this is the best podcast. You're right on all counts.
Well done, sir. Now, we have an audio piece of feedback from Mad City Bob.
Spoiler-free.
I don't think... I'm not sure if that's what it is. Let's check it out.
Free spoiler.
Hey, Brian, Ben, this is Bob, Mad City Bob. I would like to share with you the following wisdom. Please listen carefully. An iPod without the Happy Cast is like a giant tortoise on a Galapagos island without a Scotty Cameron putter. I cannot make it any more clear than that. That's it for today, guys.
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk.
Oh. Thank you, Mad City Bob.
Thank you very much. I think you just blew my mind a little. Were you in an elevator at the time of recording that?
Oh, that was
thank
great.
You for our words of wisdom. We didn't have any for the last couple podcasts. Let's go.
Oh, we should
go to our next email.
Oh, moving past it so fast.
Thank you. Matt City Bob, more of that. We need more of that. That was perfect. That's exactly the kind of feedback we're looking for.
Take note, everyone. Take
Mad
note.
City Bob in the morning.
Thank you, Mad City Bob. Hey, we have a last-minute email from listener Ann.
Oh.
So I guess I should maybe read that.
Yes, you can, in addition to the last one.
She says, this week's happy pick, He-Man is on YouTube.
Whoa.
Nothing like rewatching cartoons you thought were awesome when you were a kid and discovering that they were produced while the artist and writers were taking incredibly large amounts of illicit drugs.
I would agree with you there. I used to watch Boomerang a few months ago, that, you know, the Cartoon Network, the show older cartoons. I watched several episodes of Johnny Quest, and oh my god.
That's a tough one to go back
to. And it was more racist than I remembered.
Did you remember being kind of racist?
Not really. Haji, is that his name? He seemed okay back
then.
Yeah,
Haji.
Now, watching it now, I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, the times, they have changed.
Yes.
And listener Ann's bummer pick is jet lag. I flew to the other side of the world almost a week ago, and I'm still waking up every night at 2 a.m. Ugh!
Wow.
Thanks for the podcast, homies. Listener Ann.
You're welcome, yo.
Dog word.
You did not just get punned.
Yeah. No. Don't pun listener Ann.
I'm scared to pun her. She's too smart to pun her.
Oh, thank you, listener Ann, for the happy pick and bummer patrol.
We're out of emails, but we do have an iTunes review.
Oh, from the Dharma Barista.
Yes, and the Dharma Barista says, this podcast blows. Thanks a lot, Dharma Barista.
Aw, man, it's rough. This podcast blows.
Wait, there's more after that. I thought it ended. This podcast blows. All other podcasts to smithereens. Best podcast. A++. Especially the after show. Yahoo. there was no punctuation after the Yahoo, so I'm going to assume you're excited, not being sarcastic about our after show.
No. That seems like a good time to point out this week's podcast brought to you by Yahoo.com. So
Yahoo, but they have an exclamation point in their logo.
Ah, they do. Good point.
So does Jeopardy. Good exclamation point.
Yes, good exclamation point.
Not a pun, but you just got horribly joked.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a serious problem. He was horribly joked.
Cause of death, horrible joke.
Oh. But yes, thank you, Dharma Barista. We need more 5-star reviews. If you think that we're worth 5 stars, go to iTunes. Search for HappyCast. We're on there somewhere. You'll see our really awesome logo that was created by Miguel Yugim. Congratulations, Miguel, again.
Yes, and thank you, sir.
You can leave us a review. You don't have to leave us 5 stars, but if you think we're worth it, go for it. Everyone who leaves us 5 stars gets automatic 3 points towards the 5-point limit to get onto the contest prize list.
All right. It's good to know. And in addition to Dharma Barista, thank you everyone who wrote in.
Yes, thank you all of you.
Do you have any... We're about to close the show. Any final thoughts?
I think you should recap the show again. We did it once before a few weeks ago. Let's see if you can recap everything we talked about.
Okay, so this week's show, just in closing, brought to you by Head-On, applied directly to the forehead.
Head-On, applied directly to the forehead.
Ben doesn't like dry weather.
No, I don't.
Let's see, he's also... He would like to be a cowboy savior bandit of sorts.
You're close. Steal from the rich, give to the poor, steal from the poor.
The bread ends are actually called heels, and they can be used for grilled cheese sandwiches or croutons.
Or trash.
Or trash, or a compost pile, and you should not feed them to birds, because that is terrible, apparently.
It's a horrible idea. We talked about breadsticks, lead bricks, and cow windows.
True, we did those things. And Mad City Bob sent in an audio message, and I don't even know how to sum that up. Feedback of the year. Seemed worth pointing out.
Yes, and Agatha Christie's awesome.
Yes, and that. So I guess that's all. I guess another show is done. So until next week, stay happy.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow. Oh my god. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense. Whoa, man. Wow. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Woo! Oh wow! Woo! Yeah! Oh my god, look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. Oh my god, it's full on double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh my god. What does this mean?
my God. Oh! Oh, God. It's so bright. Oh, my God. It's so bright and vivid. Oh! 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 It's so beautiful. My front yard. Oh my God. Oh my God. What's it mean? Tell me. Too much. Tell me what it means. Oh my God, it's so intense. Oh. Ah. Oh my God.
Hello, you are listening to KRNB. That was Double Rainbow by Hungry Man 9562. Coming up next is a little song based off the Double Rainbow video. It is by the Gregory Brothers. Enjoy.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow, oh my God. Double rainbow, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, it's a double rainbow all the way. Yeah. Oh my God, what does this mean? It's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, double rainbow. It's so intense, intense. What does this mean? It's starting to look like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow now. Double rainbow on the way across the sky. So intense. Double rainbow on the way across the sky.
Oh my God! Too much!
Oh my God, it's full on!
I can't even capture it on my camera.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
So intense!
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
It's the baddest f***ing rainbow I've ever seen.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So intense. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Wow, wow, oh my God. Look at that
rainbow. So, Ben, now that the show's over, you want to go check out a movie?
Yeah, sure, but I don't know what's playing. What is?
Oh, that small theater downtown, they have a double feature going right now. It's they're going to show Rambo,
huh?
And then Rambo Part 3.
Oh.
So it's a double feature.
Oh, but still, why would I really want to go see those movies?
Because, man, but it's a double Rambo all the way.
Oh, my God. Double Rambo. Oh.
So intense.
Oh, maybe he'll use a double crossbow to deal a double death blow
to his foes.
Oh, they tried to get a copy of First Blood Part 2. It would have been a triple Rambo.
Oh my god. A double Rambo all the way. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, it's so intense. Oh, double Rambo all the way. Oh my god.
What does it mean?
Oh, what does it mean? Oh,
double Rambo.
Oh, so intense. Oh, double Rambo.
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk.